Chaver, first of all the learning tonight is being sponsored by Yitzhak Tanel Abtan, a close friend of him, is Yehuda Greenberg, Lili Nishmas, a close friend of theirs, who sadly was Nifter recently, Daniel Ben Bracha, Mert Hashem, all the learning, all the chizik, all the siris, should be Linish Maso, Zoyche, Bezer Hashem, he should be a male Joshua for all that love him, and will be Zoyche to be reunited with Chesa Mason, Bekar of Mamish.
Amen.
I want to give everyone just a shkoyach, first of all, before we begin, something I was thinking about this week a lot. Because for some reason this week, and going back to last Shabbos Kodesh, a bunch of chevra that reached out and asked if we could make sure earlier. Yes, if we make sure earlier. The emphasis is that I can't make sure much earlier, a little bit earlier maybe, but not much earlier just because I have other shiurim that Baruch Hashem I'm trying to give and be mechazik. Maybe a little bit earlier I could. Something to talk about maybe. No. Okay, well listen, we've tried a few times. Once in a while we make early. But MS is, Chever, I want you to know, there's two really real reasons, besides the fact that I can't start much earlier, that I gain a lot of chizik. Number one, first of all, even if it's just a few, I always wanted that it should give the ability for guys who, to learn full night Seder, or a regular at least 8 to 10, and even if a guy wanted to do that as a Chavrus in YU, and be able to daven Ma'ariv and still get in the car and get here in time. So I think that's important to give that potential. To give that potential and give that ability, first of all, number one. But also, more than that, and this is the chizik that I gain from this, and you guys give me, mitamida yos mikulam as well. So if you think back specifically to the zaman when we had this chus to be learning Torah and Yisrael and Yeshiva, what was the earliest we ever went to sleep on a Thursday night? So Thursday night was always the night that guys, Baruch Hashem, would be Moiser Nefesh and learn till 1, till 2, till sometimes all night long, till Nates, and then sleep Erev Shabbos. Thursday night was a night where we learned what it is to be Moiser Nefesh and learn very, very late at night. Maybe some once in a while, other nights as well, but meaning obviously it's important you have to get your sleep so you have Baruch Hashem the strength to sit and learn. But Thursday nights is a night that was Koiveya, is a night to learn late and learn very late. And you think back, whoever on a Thursday night went to sleep before 1 o'clock. It was, meaning at earliest, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, sitting and steiging in the Beis Medrash. So to have shir that we started tonight was what? It's about 11:45 almost. On a Thursday night, it reminds us of where our Monsieur Snefesh Retorah should be. It brings us back to those times. I think it's an important nekuda. And the chevra should know, they give me this chizik. And it's something, Bez Hashem, we should keep with us. And give over to our mishpachos and to all of Klal Yisrael. You know, it's mamish so hard to be learning and darshaning parshas Vayechi. It's really, it's a very sad parsha. It's a very sad parsha. When I say it's a sad parsha, I mean just the idea that we're going to say Hadron Alach Sefer Bereishis and say goodbye to the Avos and the Imos and the Shiftei Ka. The storylines, our beginnings. Every one of us is so excited. You remember what it was? We spoke about it. You know, entering into the parashios of Sefer Bereishis, the Bereishis Noach Lecha, just going in and learning again, reliving again the stories of the Avos and the Imos and the Shvatim. So Parashios Vayechi says we have to say goodbye. But like we always say by Siyam Hadron Lech, we're going to come back to you. And this is not a goodbye that's an end, chas v'shalom. It's just a little bit of a pause so we can continue on the other svarim of the Sefer Torah. And Mirat Hashem will be back, Bez Hashem, reunited, Bekarov. So Parshas Vayechi, we have to start Parshas Vayechi with the first Rashi in Parshas Vayechi. And where if you looked in a Sefer Torah, I don't know if you got an Aliyah Monday or Thursday, and you looked in Parshas Vayechi, so you saw every other parasha in the Torah, in between the two parashas, there is an opening. There's a hafsaka. Comes parasha Vayechi, it's soisem, it's closed. It's in the middle of the line. There's no break between Vayigash and Vayechi. And comes along Rashi very famously, you all know it. Lama parasha de stuma, Why is this closed? Lefisha Kevan Shenifter Yaakov Avinu. Since Yaakov Avinu of this parish is Nifter. Nistamu Einayim V'libam Shel Yisrael. The eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael were Nistamu, were closed off. Mitzoras Hashibut Sheshchilu L'Shavdom. From the pain of the slavery that began to occur. So we have to understand what's going on here. First of all, what does it mean their hearts and their eyes were closed from the pain? If there's pain in Shibud, their whole body should be in pain. It was physical. We know Mitzrayim was physical labor, back-breaking labor. Avodas Parach. So what do you mean that Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Mitzaras HaShibud? What does that mean exactly? We also have to understand that this all started from the death of Yaakov Avinu. Why is this hinted to here at the beginning of the parasha? Yes, he dies within the parasha, but not yet. He still is going to give all the brachos to everybody. So why here? Why not later when he is nifter? We also have to understand why it's hinted to in this way, from the lack of a hafsaka, from the missing of this breakage. Okay, we understand the connection to the words of Nistamu and the Stimas Aparshios, but is there more too? Is there something deeper in the sense of what we could learn from the fact that there's no hafsaka from the last parasha to now? How that's merames to the gullus that we're going into. Oh, big Torahs. So we have to understand, what is the hafsaka in the Torah? Why are those stoppages between the parashas and in different places in the Torah? Why are they there? You think it's for aesthetics? You think it's to make it easier for us to find where the next parasha is of your Baal Kairi? So we already know, all the way at the beginning of the parasha is Vayikra. One of the first Rashis in Vayikra tells us, Ma hoyu hafsakos mishmashos. What were these hafsakos used for? Why are there hafsakos? Litein revach lemosha lehisbonein ben parasha lo parasha ben inlinyin. Give some time to Moshe to contemplate, to think about, and understand the depth within what he just learned from one idea to another idea, from one parsha to another parsha. And to teach everybody, if Moshe Rabbeinu need that time learning from the Eibishter, how much more we need time also when after we learn to think about what we learn, to internalize what we learn. That's what we're supposed to learn from the Hefzik. That's what the Hefzik is supposed to represent. So we have to understand this Hefzik. Because only if you understand the Hefzik can you understand the lacking of the Hefzik, right? Now just to continue, there's one other halacha we have to say. How long does this halacha of writing a Sefer Torah? Everything has its halacha and how to write a Sefer Torah, B'Kodesh U'Kadoshim. So halacha in Yoradeya tells us, in Reish Ayin Hey, in the beginning over there, that the shear of the Hafsaka, the shear has to be, anyone know? Exactly, it has to be, at least, it has to be 9 oisiyos. The amount of space it would be to write 9 letters. At least that's how large it should be, at least. 9 letters. Why specifically 9 letters? Why 9 letters? That's what the hafsaka has to be. This hafsaka that represents time to contemplate and to think and to understand the Torah has to be 9 letters long. So we'll have to come back to this. But let's first read the first pasuk in the parasha. And understand it to be the derech of the Heilige Todas Yaakov Yosef, Heilige Talmud of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. He says, we learn something very deep in this first pasuk. The parasha begins, Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvas Reshana. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim 17 years. Now the 17 years is not just happened to be, he was there 17 years for the last 17 years of his life. The Torah is telling us something very important. And the Torah is telling us here what Yaakovina was trying to teach the Shiftei Ka through these 17 years. We all know 17 is Gematria Toiv. Gematria Toiv, good. And by the way, I want you to explain what that word Toiv means. Realize this. In Torah, Toiv is the greatest of goods. Toiv is the deepest of goods. There's no words like, you know, in English, you know, if you say, how you doing? I'm doing good. It's like, what, only good? You're not great, you're not amazing, you're not awesome, you're not unbelievable. There's so many better words to use if you're really doing great than good. That seems a little parav already. I'm good. People like to talk like that, slang, but like lemaise, it seems a little parav. Like you're just, if you're good, you're just okay. Because there's so many better words to use if you're really doing incredible. But in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not the case. We see from the Sheish Shemei Bereishis, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Suav, Ha'arakim Kitov. It's good. Sometimes you throw a ma'od in there, but Tov is really the word. Tov is like really good. Tov is awesome. So Tov, which is Gematria 17, Ha'ilkhos Zayag Yosef explains to us that these 17 years, not just that they were 17 years that were Tov for Yaakov, his whole avoda was to teach his children that everything is really toiv. That kol ma dav rachmana litav of it. Everything that's going to occur is toiv. He knew that we're about to start golus. He knew that we're about to start a dark, difficult time with difficult nisyonos. So his teaching to Klal Yisrael was shvas, right? It's good. It's good. Even if you don't see it, it's good. Kol ma dav rachmana litav of it. And that's the Yaakov. He was living Beretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Melashon Tsar. Tsar is very thin and full of pain. A difficult place. Gesher Tsar Ma'od. When one is down and depressed, they're very Tsar, they're very small, they're L'maisa, it's going to be a Makom that can bring that upon you, but it's going to be Shva Esrei. It's got to be good. The Rabbanu Shalom runs the Welt. That's Shva Esrei Shana. Shana, 17 years. Shana also is Milashon to teach. He was teaching us that it's all going to be good. And Yaakov felt the need to teach that to us. Told Yaakov Yosef is telling us, he was teaching to us because he actually himself, and I could only say this because big tzaddikim do, the Daf Sekenim Baal Tosfos and others explain that Yaakov was nichshel in this area earlier in his life. What happens when he meets up with Paro when he comes to Mitzrayim? He complains about his life. He wasn't seeing it all as good. He says, Ma'at v'royim. I have had difficult days. The Daf Sekenim Baal Tosfos, his shita is, we'll see if this is how everybody holds, but that he was punished for that. And if you add up all the words over there, there are 33 words. And he lost 33 years of his life. How old did Yitzchak Avinu live to be? 180. That's how old all the Avos were supposed to live. Chai, 180 years, right? So Avram lost 5 years after the end of his life, so he shouldn't have to see the pain and the suffering of Esav, and that what was going to happen. So he died at 175. But it comes along, Yaakov should have lived to 180. He lost 33 years because we add up the 33 words in his conversation with Paro. Emes is, Chaim Shmulevitz points out, if you read it, the only way you can get a cheshbon of 33 is if you include the question of Paro. Kami yimei shnei chayecha. You have to include Paro's question. It's not, so that, why should he have to pay for Paro's question? Chaim Shmulevitz asked. The Hilgar Rashiva, the mayor. Why should Yaakov Avinu have to pay for Paro's question? Okay, he should have to pay and be punished on a tzaddik on his level for saying his days were bad. But why the question? So he explains the only reason Paro asked such a question, how old are you? He saw the pain and suffering, like what's going on in your life? What have your years been? Yaakov was walking around looking a little bit down and depressed and a little bit old for where he was in a certain sense. So he's punished because he caused the questions being asked, from Chaim Shlomitz asked. The emes is, but is this the case? Is this Das Kenan Baal Tosfos correct? Because the emes is, we have a Zohar. And the Zohar seems to say differently. The Zohar says, what happened to the years of Avram, the 5 years, and what happened to the years of Yaakov? Listen to the Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach. We know that David HaMelech was not supposed to live. David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live. But we need David HaMelech Mashiach. We need David to leave a legacy for Mashiach. The Vaday Avram Shavak Lei Chamei Shonim. 5 years Avram gave to David. Double is Gaimu Meo Tman Shanin, Vis Gai Meo Shim Khamesh Shanim Khasirim Khamesh. He was supposed to live 180 years, he lived 175. Yaakov Havil is Gaimu Bahama Kyomi Davram, below is Kaimel Meo Varbom Vesheva Shanim. Yaakov, he says a little differently than what we just explained, according to the Zohar, was supposed to live the same years of Avram, 175, and he only lived 147. He lost 28 years. Chaserim tamei v'esrim. He lost 28 years. Ishtachu da Avram v'Yaakov, shavchil v'chayim t'lasin u'tlas shanim. So together with Avram and Yaakov, they gave 33 years. Tlas in the tlas shun. What happened? So 33 years to who? To David HaMelech to live. Comes on Yosef. This guy may have Esther Shannon. Yosef lived 110 years. I'm just reading Zohar. Havilis Gaimu may have Arbam Visheva Shannon Kiyomed Yaakov. Yosef should have lived like his father 147 years. So how many years were missing from Yosef's life? B'chaser minon t'lasim b'shav shanim, 37 years. Hashivim shanim t'shav gulei l'david malchus gaimim v'on, v'us gaimim david v'chalin, and shanim t'shav gulei v'on. So the Zohar says, Yosef gave 37 years to David that he should live to be 70. Shivim shanim. 37 years of Yosef, 28 years of Yaakov, 5 years of Avram, 70 years, that's why Yosef, yeah, David Melech lived. In other words, be the Zohar, it doesn't sound like what? It doesn't sound, according to the Zohar, like Yaakov was punished for saying these things, for looking like he was living a bad life. It was all a gift. It was all a gift to Yaakov Avinu. So how can we try to be Mitaritz? Perhaps as follows. The emes was, like the that's the Kenan Bali Toysvus, that Yaakov at first, and I'm only saying this because he does and we can say it, and we can learn from it, and realize that even our avos messed up at times, but they did tshuva. And you know what Yaakov did? He learned his lesson. And he realized, I'm not supposed to ever complain. And I'm also always supposed to see that Hashem's running the world, and there's a reason, and there's a rhyme for everything that occurs, which he ultimately did see a lot of that when he came down to Mitzrayim and saw how everything was orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yosef HaTzadik. So for the last 17 years, he taught his shevatim kol ma davar rechmanu latavavid. That's this vayichi Yaakov Yisrael shvas reishana. 17 he taught them. So in the end, even though he messed up a verse, he wasn't punished for it because he did tshuva. And when he had tshuva, it was nepach all those tzuchusim, and it was all good. And he got the tzuchus to give the years instead to David HaMelech. But this is what he was teaching. Yaakov Avinu is his last years of his life. He's teaching to Klal Yisrael this lesson, Kol Ma Dover Rachman LaTavavid. That's what we need to know as we go into Galus. It's all good. And it's true, along the road, along the journey, there might be pain, and there might be suffering, and there might be questions that we don't have answers to. And there are tragedies that none of us could understand, of people who are taken from us, tzaddikim, young, they make no sense. And don't ever forget that. Don't ever have that, lose sight of that message. And that's what Yaakov is telling Klal Yisrael. 17 years, it's going to be good. 17 years. 17 Gematria Toiv. We have to know that and we have to trust that and believe that. L'mashal, listen to the following mashal. I saw this from Rav Melech once. It says the following mashal. There are two Yidden, they got on a bus, we'll say from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Every single day they take this bus ride together. They worked in Yerushalayim, they lived in Bnei Brak. They were going home after the end of the day. It was already dark outside. They used to talk on the bus, learn on the bus. And they knew the exact route. And one day, this is years ago, this is before Waze or anything, but Lamai said, one day they're on the bus, and suddenly they see the bus driver veers off to a totally different way than he normally goes. And the Chvesnish, they end up in some Arab village, making weird turns. And one of the guys is sitting there, mamish, so nervous. You know, he's mamish, so nervous. He's trembling. Mamish, nervous as could be. Look where they are. Where are we going? What are we doing? He had no idea. He turns to his friend next to him, and the friend next to him is calm as could be. He says, do you know where we are? I have no idea where we are. Do you see what? Yeah, okay, it is what it is. How are you okay? How are you okay? What do you mean? Who knows where we're being taken? Maybe this is some conspiracy. Chveisnish, look where we are. And the friend says to him in a very calm way, he says, I don't know where we are right now, but I'll tell you something. We've had the same manig, we've had the same driver for the past 20 years, every single night. They took the same time bus and the same driver. I trust in the driver. I believe in him, he knows what he's doing. He must have some reports, maybe he got a traffic report that the normal road, there's a big accident or something and it's closed off. And he probably knows how to take a different path. I trust in the driver. They drive. Maybe a half hour later, they eventually get right back onto the regular path and they're a few minutes and they all get back to exactly where the bus stop in Bnei Brak. And then they end in the right place. And at that point, everybody's good. And the one who is trembling is calm and he's home and it's all good and everything's okay. What's the difference between the two guys? They all ended up good. One of them, along the whole journey, along the whole road, was mamish trembling, was worrying, was sad, was down and out. The other one, I'm good. They're going through the same exact circumstance, which seemed crooked and seemed strange and seemed full of just mamish nisyonos that are thrown their way. And one is totally good and one of them is mamish going out of his kishkas with daigas, worried, anxiety, depression. The one who's able to say, I believe in the manig and I believe he knows what's best for me. I don't exactly have the answers. He's good the whole way. The one who can't see that and understand that and doesn't trust in that is living a miserable journey. The Nimshel teach, and everyone is obvious, Chevra. If we are able to live our lives with this lesson of Kol Ma'adav Rechman Al-Tav Avid, if we're able to live our lives and truly, deeply, not just say it, but believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the veld, he's our driver, and you know what? Yes, it's true. Sometimes I veer off the path that I thought is best for me. And sometimes things go awry. And for me personally, for Klal Yisrael as a whole, as we've seen over the last few weeks, many, many tragedies, I don't want to keep on listing them, it's so sad, it's so difficult. But if we have that belief in the manig, I'm able to handle it. I'm able to go along. It's not just belief in the manig, it's also belief. In the end, we're going to even see that it's all good. In the end, we're going to end up in the right place. It's all up to me of how I emotionally connect to my journey. That's up to me. It's up to those who are able to say, Kol Ma'adav Rechman on top of it. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was able to finally internalize and give over during these 17 years. The Tolz Yaakov Yosef teaches us 17 Gematria Toiv. Who is the author of the statement in the Gemara, Kol Ma'adav Rechman on top of it? In the Gemara in Brachos, Taf Samach HaMebez, who is the author of Kol Ma'adav Rechman on top of it? Anyone know? Rabbi Akiva, Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Sadak. Right? Chayur knows. It's Rabbi Akiva. During the whole famous story that you all know. Right? When he goes, and he's not allowed to sleep in the city. And he goes, his rooster is killed, and everything's killed. And we all know the story. We're not going to go through it now again. And what does he say time and time again? Kol ma'adav rechman al-atav avid. It's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, in our parsha, we call Yaakov Abir Yaakov. Abir Yaakov, right? We're not talking about Rabbi David Abuchazer, Yeshiva Abir Yaakov, right? Not Rabbi Yaakov Abuchazer. Abir Yaakov. Abir Yaakov is Oisios Rabbi Akiva. Abir Yaakov is Oisios Rabbi Akiva. Akiva is Melosh and Yaakov. It's all one and the same. Because Akiva was the nitzotz of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu was teaching the world, everything is really good. And Rabbi Akiva felt that as well. And Rabbi Akiva taught that to us as well. Kol Ma'adav Rechman al-Tav Avid. Who else has the nitzos of Yaakov Avinu in a similar way? So there's a medrash. And the Medrash says on our parsha, you know the Medrash? Oh, the new here. Bechayav hayad. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Bechayav in his life hayadar b'tipori. He lived in Tipori how long? Shva esrei shana, 17 years. Vayakore atma. What did he say about himself? Vayichi Yaakov erev Mitzrayim yadayin shana. Oh. So the Chaya Yehuda b'tivari Yudal Chanu. What's the connection? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is saying, I connect to Yaakov. I live in Tipori 17 years. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim 17 years. What's the connection? So we're saying, if you told Yaakov Yosef, the 17 years of Yaakov Mitzrayim was teaching the world that 17 is Gematria Toiv. It's all good. So too Yehuda HaNasi incorporated this and understood this. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, you know the Megala Muka says Nasi stands for? Nitzoytos Shel Yaakov Avinu. He was a Nitzos. He came as well from Yaakov Avinu. What do we know? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi teaches us in Perkei Avos. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi in the second parak, right away at the beginning. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ezu Derech Yishara. Oh, I'm starting to get back to you. Okay, tonight. Ezu Derech Yishara Sheivar Lo Adam Kol She Teferes Lo Seha. What does Rabbi Yehuda Anasi tell the world that's so important? The Derech we should live on. The Lusha, Teferes, V'Teferes Lo Min Adam. Who's Teferes, me the Teferes? Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is another Nitzos of Yaakov Avinu. 17 Kol Ma'adav Rechum HaTavu like Rabbi Akiva. Oh. So each and every one of us, Chevra, each and every one of us has to believe and live with this mindset. Kol Ma'adav Rechum HaTavu. There's nobody in this room that should ever have a drop of sadness in their life. Now, we might cry, and I want to explain to you what that means. I might cry because, lo aleinu, terrible things happen, and I feel emotionally towards that. So, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, someone that I know is nifter, is sick, we cry for them. We're sad on a level, but not ever depressed, not ever down and out, never with anxiety, never with depression, never destroyed. Always in a way that I'm also coupled with Baruch Dynamis, coupled with an understanding of Kol Ma'adav Rechman al Tavav. I can deal with anything. I can handle anything. Because I have Amuna. And I have Bitachon. And I understand not just Amuna Bitachon, I understand Kol Ma'adav Rechman al Tavav. Does the Chevra understand how far we take this? Listen to the words of the Hilgi Tanya. This might be the most important Tanya in the whole Sefer. It might be. I think in all the years I shared this Tanya one time in Shir before. I don't know why I only shared it once. Maybe we should learn it every single week. No, Emes. I don't know if it was days when any of you at the Chevra in this room were in the Shir. I'm sure at the same time everybody in this room has gone through all Tanya, so you know what I'm talking about. But that being said, this, maybe not, maybe you only went through the Likutei Amarim. This is in the back in the Igros HaKodesh. But Lemaisa, you have to live with this. It's you can't say, this is a Tanya you can't say everywhere. I mean, most Tanyas you can't say everywhere, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, this Tanya is only for a Chevra, like we have the schus to learn together. Because some wouldn't understand the Charifness of this Tanya. But I believe everyone in this room can. And can live with this, Mamish could change our lives. So even if you just walked in and didn't hear anything till now, you came in for this Tanya, it was worth it tonight. Aram David, you hear? Baruch Hashem. For this Tanya, it was worth coming. Baruch Hashem. Welcome back. Baruch Hashem. So here we go. Listen to what Tanya says. It's in the Igros HaKodesh, Yud Aleph. He says, I'm just reading you from the middle, a few lines. Avo be'emes, in truth, ein ra yored milamala. There is nothing bad that comes from above. And of course, everything comes from above. Because if you don't believe that, then you shouldn't be here sitting here, right? That we don't even have to talk about. That we all know. But he says, ein ra yored milamala. There is no bad that comes from above. V'hakol tov, everything is good. Rak sheino musug, l'goydlo v'rav tuvo. But there, we don't connect and reach, and not, we don't necessarily feel
all the good. That's true.
Oh, listen what he said. V'zehu ikar amuna. The main thing of amuna, shebishvila nivra olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for us. Lahamin, what's the main ikar of amuna? Lahamin, the less aser panimine. There's nothing else but the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's nothing else in this world but the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, obviously, anything that occurs, anything that's happening, is from the one above. Skip a little bit. Valkane. And therefore, listen to these words. Chever, listen to these words. I should have photocopied it. I apologize. If we had a WhatsApp chat like the women, I'd take a picture and send it out. The women need the WhatsApp chat. We don't need the WhatsApp chat. We need to steig and be amabatoira kolayom kula. Valkane, therefore, listen, Chever. Therefore, Reishis HaKol, the beginning of everything. Listen to what he says. Listen, ready, Chevra? Sheyismach ha'adam v'yogel b'chol eis v'shaf. The beginning. This is not Rav Nachman. I'm reading Baal Tanya here. You ready? The beginning of everything, that a person should always, every moment, be b'simcha. Every moment you should be b'simcha. Every. Not mostly. Every. V'yichye mamish b'muno so b'ashem. And how can you always be simcha? Because you're living with emuna b'Hashem. Hamechaye v'meitiv ima b'chol rega. That gives life and does good for you. Every moment. Every moment God is giving you life. Every moment God is doing good for you. Listen, now's where it gets very harif. Listen to what he says. I could never say his words if the Baal Tanya didn't say it. But if you think about them, they're emes lamito. You ready? Umi shemis ate v'mis oning. A person who is what? Sad and depressed and down and out. If you're ever very sad and depressed, if you ever have serious anxiety and are down and out and sad, Mara ba'atmo sheyesh lo ma'ara. It's obviously because you see in yourself that there's some bad. V'yisurin and difficulties. V'chosor lo ezetova. And you're lacking something good. Nobody's down and out and depressed when everything is perfect in their life. It's because you see that you're seeing that something's bad in your life. You're seeing that you're lacking in your life. So that lacking that you see, that bad that you see, is creating sadness, is creating depression, is creating you to be down and out. Listen to what he says. V'hareze kikoifer chas v'shalom. Valkain harchiku midatzus ba'od chach me'emes. Anyone who believes in Hashem and is true should always be running away from sadness. Because if you are sad, if you are depressed, you are like a kofer. A kofer is someone who denies the existence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. You hear this? Whoever you ever heard such a statement before? The Baal Tanya. The Baal Tanya is telling us, if you're sad, you're a koifer. That's what he said. But if you now it sounds very extreme and harif, and what one of your big time Sephardi rabbis would say, right? But emes is, I didn't mean, you know, like harif. I didn't mean that in a negative way. You hear what I'm saying? You don't hear Ashkenazim be so harif. We need a little more harif. But emes is, if we stop and think about it. It's emes shabamito. If I really was able to live every single moment, if I was able to live every single moment with belief that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over me and loving me and anything that happens to me is good, why would I ever have a moment of sadness in my life? Incredible words of the Peleg Baal Tanya. If we live with that, we're all good. If all we came tonight was to hear the Baal Tanya, mamish, our life could be a different life forever. And that's why we dive in Chevra. Hoidu Lashem ki toiv, ki li oilam chasdo. Hoidu Lashem, we have to admit that ham ki tov, it's good. Ki li oilam chasdo, it's all chesed. Everything is truly chesed. We might only see it sometimes as toiv, we might see it as chesed. It's all toiv, it's all chesed. We see this in Shema Vaya. Shema Vaya, Hoidu La Hashem. You have to admit, La Hashem, Ki Tov, that it's good. Ki Leilam Chazdo. Where you see Shema Vaya? Shema Vaya, we all know, is Gematria 26. But if you take the Mispar Katan in Gematria, Mispar Katan means instead of 10, it's 1. So if you take Shema Vaya and Mispar Katan, what's Gematria? Nu Chavra, 17. Mispar Katan of Shema Vaya is 17. Hoidu La Hashem, Ki Tov. We have to admit that Hashem is really Tov. You see it in the Mispar Katan, a little bit hidden in Shem Hashem. But he's Ki Tov. But really, Ki Li'olam Chasto. It's not just Tov. It's all Chesed. Everything's Chesed. Take Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and look in the depth. Look what's hidden in Havaya. How do we see what's hidden in a word? You look for the Miloy. The Miloy of the word. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is not just Yud Kei Vav Kei 26, but Yud is Yud Vav Dalid, He is He Yud, Vav is Vav Yud Vav, and He is He Yud. Add it all up, what do you have Gematria? 72. The Miloy of Shem Havaya is 72. What's 72 exactly Gematria? Chesed. Hoidu LaHashem Ki Toiv. We have to see that Hashem is all good, because the Misbarkotan of Hashem is Toiv. Ki Li'olam, but really it's always Chesed. The Miloy of Shem Havaya is Chesed. Everything is a Chesed. What's the difference between Toiv and Chesed? Sounds like it's the same thing. Toiv is good. Chesed is kindness. It's good, right? So Zok Deil Gazor in Parshas Truma. Amai Ikri Toiv, Amai Ikri Chesed. Why do we call it Toiv and why do we call it Chesed? Toiv, Iu Kad Kolol Kolol Begave, Velos Pashat Lenachos Lutata. Everything is Toiv. But that's when it's only seen in the upper realm, but we don't see it in this world. Meaning I have to believe it's Tov. Tov means I believe it's Tov, but I don't yet see it yet. I don't see the manifestation. It's covered by difficulty, by tsar, by tsaris. Chesed, kad nechast l'tato. It's when I can see it in this world for all people, tzaddikim and rasham, they're able to see the toiv even in this world. But it's all toiv and it's all chesed. We have to believe that and we have to live that. Kol ma davar chman latav avid. These are the 17 years. These are the 17 years that Yaakov Avinu is teaching Klal Yisrael a lesson for life. How to live our lives with this mindset. That's why we can understand as well. What are the parting words that we know based on the Medrash, the famous Medrash in Bereishis, that Yaakov Avinu says to the Shvatim when they're gathered together? What does he say to them? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Medrash says that's who's Metakin, and that's why we say Shema twice a day. Because of Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What was he telling them? Havaya is Rachamim. Elokeinu is Din. Shema Yisrael, listen to my children in Israel. The Hashem and Elokeinu, sometimes you see Hashem, Toiv and Chesed, and sometimes you see Elokeinu, you see judgment and difficulty, Hashem Echad, it's all one. It's all Hashem of Toiv and of Chesed. Don't ever forget it. How does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's a nitzot of Yaakov Avinu, start all of Shas? Me'em is like, Karin is Shema ba'arvis. Arvis, nighttime, is when things are difficult. When things seems that it's din. So right away, what does he want to talk about? Shema. Where did he learn that from? He's a nitzot of Yaakov Avinu, who last words to his children was, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elkein, Hashem Echad. Don't ever forget. And who's the other nitzos of Yaakov Avinu? Rabbi Akiva. What are his parting words, famously in the Gemara and Brachos? Also, at the most difficult of times, when he's being murdered, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You can't make this stuff up. It's mamish incredible. But it's all one. Chevra, we have to believe. We have to understand, we have to know that Hashem is the manig, and it's all good. It's all chesed. And even if I don't see it as that yet, that means it's just tov and not chesed. It's not manifested in this world. So it's kol ma'adav v'chman al-tav avir. But realize at the end of the journey, we're going to get to the same place. And we'll realize I was just going around in a little bit of a different path than I thought I needed, but I really did need. And we have to believe that. And the more we believe that, that amunah, that bitachon, the more we'll be besimcha. And without it, we'll be sad. That's what the Baal Tanya is teaching us. But without it, we're also like a kaifer. So none of us should ever have sadness in our life. We should be besimcha every single moment. You hear this? Incredible. So we didn't... Remember, we started with some questions. We didn't answer any of your questions yet. Or did we? I mean, the first Rashi in the parasha says that this parasha is sasum, is closed, there's no hefsik. Because we're going into galus, and our hearts and eyes are closed. And we have to understand, why is this being merames by this lacking of hefsik, which we said was 9 letters long? Why our hearts and our eyes are closed? Why at this point, when Yaakov is alive, is this being merames to us? So now we can start to understand, what is the letter test? The 9, a hefsik, a stoppage in the Torah has to be 9 letters long. Test is is tov. The first test in the whole Torah is God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees ki tov, the word tov. Test represents tov. But I'll tell you what type of tov test represents. Test represents a special type of tov. Test represents a tov that we see even in the darkest of times, in the darkest of hours. That's what a test represents. A test means even when it's hidden, it's really good. That's what even the letter test goes, if you look in the Torah, it like goes and mamish, it curls back inside. To say inside, it's really good. What do we know letter tests? When was Churban Beis HaMikdash? What day of the month? The 9th of Av. On the 9th. Hidden within that day is the birth of Mashiach. But it's hidden. On the surface it looks bleak, it looks dark. But we have to believe it's really or there's really good that's going to come out of it. How many months is a woman pregnant? For those who are pregnant, how many months? 9 months. 9 months. And trust me, you'll understand. It's difficult. It's painful. It's complaining. It's hard. It's nausea. And then the birth itself, mamish, is very, very difficult. Give a very special mazel tov to one of the first members of the shir. Mamish, one of the first members of the shir, of the first chever of the shir, Rabbi Nathan Farber, who had a baby boy this past week. Only simcha and bracha. But the pregnancy is difficult. How long is it? 9 months. Because ultimately we all know that difficulty is leading to only simcha and bracha. And you're going to see the good within the darkness, within the difficulty. The test represents that specifically. The first test in the Torah, the or that was tov, the light, was what? A light that we saw within the choshech. The world was so vo of a choshech, and the first light, first seeing that light within darkness. So now we can understand a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us every single hefsik. Every single hefsik in the Torah has to be 9 letters long. Why? The hefsik was for Moshe to contemplate and understand what he was learning. What was he really needing to contemplate? There are some parts of life and some parts of Torah that are all bracha and all simcha, and that's all good. But there's some parts that that seem on the surface that they're bleak and saras and difficulty and churban and destruction and nisyonos and trials and tribulations. We need time in life to then contemplate and be able to see kol ma davruch man al tav of it. The whole purpose of the hefsik is 9 letters to see. No, this is also tes. This is also good. Moshe needed that as well. And that's what Yaakovin is teaching Klal Yisrael. Take time to contemplate and understand. And that's why what's merames to our eyes and hearts being closed? When is the only time we're in galus? The only time we're in galus is when we don't see this. Because when I see this, I could always be living in geula. When I have emunah bitachon the proper way, emunah bitachon is gematria Gan Eden. I'm already living in Gan Eden even now. I'm already living in Gan Eden now. The only time there's galus and when there's stimas einayim v'libam. That's why it's specifically stimas einayim v'libam. We're not talking about the pain, physical pain of galus. That I can deal with if I see the tuss. But if my eyes and my heart is closed to understanding this, then I'm finally in galus. And that's why galus is represented by stimas of parshios, by not taking the time to contemplate and see the tests within it. Now we understand. And we understand as well why it's at the beginning of the parsha, which told us Yaakov Yosef and Maram is to Yaakov teaching us this lesson. Because if I understand that lesson, it's the refuah of Lefnei Amaka. I could deal with galus. I can deal with galus every single moment if I understand kol ma d'avir rechmano l'tav avir. I understand similarly gam zu l'toiva, which happens to be 9 letters long. I understand that life is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, and it's all good. Each and every one of us has to live with this mindset. We'll tell one more story on a bus ride that I also saw from Rav Melech Biderman. Rav Melech said there was a big tzaddik. A big tzaddik that was the shamish of the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron of Belz. Zeich tzaddik hashvracha. He was the shamish of Rav Aaron. And this shamish used to give a shir every single day. And he took a bus to go to the shir. And every day was the same time. And there were hardly any people on the bus at that time. One day, he's waiting. And the first bus comes, packed to the gills. He couldn't get on. It was strange, never packed. Okay. Second bus comes, packed to the gills. Couldn't get on. Third bus, packed. Finally, fourth bus, there's room on the bus he could get on. He had to wait an extra 15-20 minutes. He's now going to be late to shir. He was a little bit upset about it. Whatever. Okay, what are you going to do? Didn't understand. He never saw this before. He sits down next to a yid. And the yid recognizes him as the shamish of the Rebbe. So of course, he's going to hack him up. You know? He needs to get an in with the Rebbe. But he wants to hear stories. He starts asking him to tell him stories. And he's telling stories about the Rebbe. And then he tells him one particular story. He says to him, for some reason, he's talking in stories. They got into stories about the Holocaust. And he says the story how the Rebbe told him that we all know in the Holocaust, one of the biggest churbas of the Holocaust were the kapos. That the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, they would not just destroy us and kill us. They would put Yidden in charge of us, who they'd take a little better care of, but to cause them to be such Rishayim, and they'd force them to be Rishayim, who'd tell on the Yidden and torture the Yidden. Terrible, terrible stuff. We all know this. And the Belzer Rebbe says it was one kapo, and he said his name. He said his name. There was a tzaddik yisoid olam, that he wouldn't listen to the Nazis, and he did an unbelievable toivus for the Yidden, like incredible tzaddik. Oh, he tells over this. Fine. Eventually, he gets off the bus. He goes to give his shir. He's still thinking, like, why this all happened? What happened? Okay. A few days later, this Rabbi Weber, Mordechai Weber, he gets a phone call. To Yid, inviting him to the L'chaim for his daughter. Could you come, please? You have to come, it's important. Do I know who you are? Have we met before? We met once, but I can't tell you now, but trust me, please, could you come? It'll be very important to me. So Weber had no idea who this person was. Had no idea why he wanted him to come to the L'chaim, but it was very important to the guy. He says, I'll make a Yid happy, how can I not go? So he goes to the L'chaim. And the father of the bride comes over to him and says, I'm the one who invited you. And I want you to know, it's only because of you that we made this shidduch. Whoever looks at him like, what are you talking about? Did I even meet you before? I don't know what you're talking about. He says, a few days ago you were on a bus and you were telling a story. I was sitting right behind you. You didn't even know. But I heard the story about a kapo who was a big tzaddik. He says, I want you to know, when we were looking into the shidduch, we were thinking about making the shidduch. The guy sounded amazing. We wanted to make the shidduch. We were ready to make the shidduch. But then we found out that his grandfather was a kapo. And we know all the kapos were full of achzarius and terrible things. And we said, how could we allow our daughter to marry into a mishpacha or a grandfather? Maybe there were traits there. Maybe there were midas there. The yichas like this, passionists. We're not going there. And really, but everything about the boy panned out. He seemed like an amazing bacher, bali midas. Everything sounded amazing. On one hand, we really wanted to make the shidduch. On the other hand, this thought was really strong in our minds. It was holding us back, and we're thinking what to do. We were very much, very much confused. And I sit on the bus, and I hear you tell the story. That kapo that you spoke about, that is that tzaddik, was this boy's grandfather. And I never would have known. I got home the night and said to my wife, let's make the shidduch. I made the shidduch, and it's only because of you. And this Rabbi Weber was able to now finally to understand why the manig ha'olam, why the driver of the world, orchestrated his whole day that he should miss, not be able to get on three buses, which never happened to him, so that he could sit next to a Yid and tell stories, so that the Yid behind him could hear one story to mishadech these children. Baruch Hu runs the Welt. Sometimes we're privy to the end to see the chesed. Sometimes we only have to know it's toiv. In the end, it's all going to be good. In the end, the journey is going to come to end in the most beautiful of ways. Be'ez Hashem b'kar of mamish mishiach tun keinu b'meir v'yemein. The only question for each and every one of us is, what's our journey going to be? Is it going to be journey lo aleinu of stima seinayim v'libam and a journey of galus because I'm confused by the journey that I'm on? Or am I going to see the Rabbanish I'm running the world, and even when I don't have answers, say kol ma'adav v'chuman al tavavid, and enjoy the ride b'menuchas ha'nefesh until rezoichet b'shiach tzidkenu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu will reveal Himself. It will be v'yayo b'yomahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad, not just daven Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad, but it will be Hashem echad u'shmo echad for the ganz welt with Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu.